True Grit by Charles Portis, Chapter 4. Maddie is sick and allows time in the novel to move in a way that doesn't rush events at an unrealistic pace. The importance of Chapter 4 is the introduction of LaBeef, a Texas Ranger on the hunt for Tom Chaney. Chaney has shot and killed a senator while using the last name Clemsford and is now wanted for two murders. LaBeef has already spoke to Maddie's mother, and Portis makes it clear that there won't be any loopholes. Maddie and LaBeef are after the same guy. LaBeef intends to speak with Rooster, but Maddie's major concern is that Chaney dies for the death of her father, not the death of the senator, and the hanging must take place at Fort Smith and not in Texas. She will not get bullied. But LaBeef doesn't know who he is dealing with just yet. Maddie will ultimately get her way one way or another. Two discussion questions for Chapter 4. How is LaBeef introduced physically? How does he compare to Rooster? And number two, while Maddie is consistent in her dealings with adults, the conversation with LaBeef doesn't go her way as quickly as she would like. What causes this? And is this just a setback for her or a larger flaw? I want us to think about LaBeef really and focus on him in this chapter. As a Texas Ranger, he's different than a U.S. Marshal. He's got different jurisdictions, different rules to play by, but ultimately he's going to need Rooster more than Rooster will need LaBeef. Okay, so keep that in mind as we read this and as we go over this. I also think it's important to watch how Rooster interacts with Maddie versus how LaBeef interacts with Maddie, and how she tends to sort of try to have the same relationship with both men, but ultimately that's not going to work. So as we look at this, as we read this, as we talk about this, let's keep that in mind. Let's keep an eye on those details. And I'm looking forward to not only a good conversation, but some good written responses about Rooster, LaBeef, and Maddie as we see their relationships develop.